Garden State on 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Mark Bayshore. Every Tuesday, Current State reports on the environment. It's firearm deer season in Michigan. Thousands of hunters are in the woods hoping to take down a buck, but my next two guests have a different perspective on deer. In East Lansing, municipal employees have been busy this month counting the number of deer in the city. That data help it to manage the deer population and control the environmental impact that deer can have. Here to discuss East Lansing's deer count and why it's important, Kathy DeChambeau, Environmental Services Administrator for the City of EL. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having us.
Certainly. Also, Sarah Plantrich, an intern with the city's Department of Public Works, who's worked on the deer count. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Describe for us what you've been up to here in November. How exactly do you execute a responsible deer count?
Yeah, sure. So this year we've gone and sampled a total of 16 sites throughout the city in 8 separate parks within the city. We surveyed at Abbott Road Park, White Park, Harrison Meadows, Henry Fine, Bertram Park, as well as this year we added 3 new parks, which were Patriarch Park, Emerson Park, and then the woodlot behind the public library and the East Lansing High School. And so how we went about this survey was that we had a bunch of volunteers from Michigan State University come out, and we were all of them were assigned a specific location in these parks where they had to sit for 2 hours, and they were just instructed to kind of sit there, and any deer that happened to walk within view of them, they were to write down what time they saw, as well as whether it was a buck or a doe or maybe a yearling. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of gathered all the information that way.
How many people are out there counting altogether?
Yeah, so we had so we had all of our volunteers from the Fisheries and Wildlife Club of MSU, and we had 21 volunteers come out this year. So we had a nice large group of volunteers, which was very helpful. And they went out in the early mornings, evenings. They even gave up time on their weekends to help out with the survey. So we were really appreciative of that.
Why is this important? Why is it important to know the exact number of deer in the city of East Lansing or anywhere?
Right. So finding the exact number of deer would be very ideal. However, it's not very realistic. I wish it was that easy, but it's not. And so our survey was designed to find the minimum estimate of how many deer are in the parks. And by finding the minimum estimate of how many deer there are, then we can kind of go from there and judge on how we want to properly manage that. So we can tell things whether there's deer vehicle collisions based on how many deer there are, or if there's a spike in the number of complaints about deer eating their citizens' plants or anything like that. We can tell just by knowing how many deer there are in the city, kind of gives us a base estimate for how to manage the deer, whether that's lowering speed signs, speed limits, or adding more deer crossing signs, or encouraging landowners to plant non-palatable plants for deer so that way their vegetables don't get browsed upon.
Kathy DeChambeau, you take a really targeted focus, obviously. You're sending counters out there to very specific locations. Talk to us about that. Are those locations where all the deer in East Lansing are, or the great majority of them are?
Right, correct. So not necessarily. What we did is we looked very early on. Back in about 2012, we started correlating where we were getting citizen complaints from, where we were getting deer sightings, and people sending us emails or saying, I'm kind of concerned about this area, and correlating it to some management areas. And so we looked at pretty much 5 primary areas in the city where we were actually getting some complaints from residents, and we said, well, let's take a look at what's going on there. And I think the work that Sarah and the Fisheries Club has been doing for us for the last couple of years is just really crucial to understanding what does the deer population look like in East Lansing, and what are the appropriate responses to that population in order to maintain resident satisfaction? So certainly we have residents who are very happy to see deer and like to see deer, even don't mind seeing deer coming into their yards. We have residents who have a completely different reaction to that, who say, no, they're very destructive. I don't want them in my yard. I don't really care if I see them in the park system or see them out in nature. It's not something that I'm interested in. And so trying to manage the expectations of residents when you have sort of, a group of residents who think it's part of nature and really enjoy seeing those animals out there, and a group of residents who see the other side and see that, you know, maybe it's a more destructive part of nature that they really don't want in their yards. And so, you know, we really want to understand what that population is, what that population is doing over time. If we're starting to see spikes in that population, and especially if those spikes are correlating with deer vehicle accidents, or we're seeing correlations with increased resident concerns in certain parts of the city, that's something that we need to address and we need to look at.
Is your responsibility strictly to arrive at a number or series of numbers, or do you gather any more information than that? Do you learn about, say, chronic wasting disease or anything else in this process?
Right. It's really, you know, there's just not a magic answer here, and there's not a magic number. It's really a complicated approach that takes time, and it takes a lot of community input. We spent a lot of time since 2012 attending neighborhood association meetings and talking about this subject. We've done multiple surveys to residents. We have a deer management page on our city's website where residents can go and they can get tips on gardening and how to deter deer from their lawns and their landscaping and their gardens. They can also get information about chronic wasting disease and our concerns, obviously being sort of surrounded by areas that have had positive cases of chronic wasting disease. We're very concerned about that, and we want to make sure that if we are going to have a deer population within our city, you certainly want it to be a healthy population. So we want to manage it from that aspect too. So there are so many parts of this puzzle that go together and that we're trying to keep in place and trying to manage with the input of our residents and understanding what our residents want and what they think is successful management. I think that ultimately you have two things going on. You have biological carrying capacity. So what can the ecosystem, what can the parks withstand in terms of a deer population? What will keep that deer population healthy and yet keep the park system healthy and the vegetation healthy there? You also have the social carrying capacity. What is the tolerance of our residents for deer in our city? You know, what is it that, do they like it? Do they want to see deer? Do they not want to see deer? Mm-hmm. So what is that capacity? And I think it's not a magic number, but when you tip those capacities in any direction that overwhelmingly negative,
you learn real fast.
You will know. Yeah. And that's really when we have to start targeting a more tailored response to it.
We're discussing East Lansing's November deer count, why it's important, and joining me, Kathy DeChambeau, Environmental Services Administrator for the City of East Lansing, also Sarah Plantrich, an intern with the city's Department of Public Works. Have you had a chance to analyze any of the data you've come up with the last few weeks?
We haven't. So we did just recently finish our surveys. We just finished the beginning of this past week. And so we are still going through and trying to figure out exactly how many deer there are, because there are times when we had multiple students or volunteers, I suppose, in one park at the same time. And we wanted to make sure that they weren't double counting deer. So we want to make sure we have an accurate representation of the deer.
Who processes the data?
So we have partners with the USDA as well as faculty members at Michigan State University that we've kind of send our findings on to them. And then they're the professionals who kind of analyze all the data and give it back to us. We also have been talking with the DNR, who give us their input on it, as well as other kind of cities who have been through similar situations regarding deer management.
Kathy, you talked about, you know, when the scales tip too far one way or the other with regard to social carrying capacity and ecological carrying capacity. Before this year, where was East Lansing at? Was East Lansing risking the balance going too far in one direction or the other? Or would you say there is a good balance in these locations?
Well, Mark, a couple of things. I would say we've been very, very fortunate that back in around 2012, 2013, we realized, you know, we're a fairly medium-sized city. We don't necessarily have the resources on staff for this particular situation. I mean, a lot of medium-sized cities are not going to have a deer specialist or someone like that on staff. So you really need to reach out and look for partners to help you through this process. And so we're so fortunate to be obviously the home of Michigan State University and to have experts at the university that could help us. So we reached out to Jordan Burroughs and Dr. Rick Campa and really started conversations with them about, you know, what kind of data should we be collecting? What should we be looking at when we do community meetings? What kind of information should we try to gather from the community to help inform our decision making? And what kind of information should we impart to the community to help them in their own situation? And what are some steps we can take? We also were able to reach out to the DNR and to USDA Wildlife Services. So all of those partners have been helping us with the protocol for counting deer, for collecting data, for making decisions. They've been really, really helpful. And so we've already taken some actions based on things that we knew within the city. One of those actions we took a couple years ago is we instituted an ordinance that bans feeding of deer. That's really important because when you have parks that are located in residential areas, East Lansing is full of neighborhoods and neighborhood parks. And even our bigger parks are surrounded by residential areas. If people are feeding deer in their backyards, they're drawing the deer through other yards, through places that you really don't want the deer to be in. So that's been really important to us. We also set ourselves up last year to, in the event that we did want to have some kind of cull, some kind of professional cull, that we changed our ordinance so that that can happen by approval of the city council. So if we find ourselves in a situation where we say, you know what, the time has come and we have to do some things here, we have the ability to do that now with the approval of our city council.
You've got a web link where residents can keep up with your activities, cityofeastlansing.com/deer management?
Yes.
Do I have that right? Okay,
yes.
Very good. So once you've had a chance to crunch the numbers, I'm sure the results and any actions you might recommend will be at that site. We want to thank our guests, Kathy DeChambeau, Environmental Services Administrator, City of East Lansing, and thanks to Sarah Plantrich, an intern. We've been talking about the city's recent deer count. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
And Current State discusses Michigan's environment every Tuesday. Our segments and others about the Great Lakes environment can be found at WKAR.org and at GreatLakesEcho.org.